Moly, moly. Hey, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I'm so glad that you could join us for our lesson today. Here's a question for you to think about. If God told you to sell everything you had, would you do it? You know, when you begin to follow God, sometimes He asks you to do some difficult things. He says that if you lose your life for His sake, then you will find it. Well, the title of today's lesson is Charles Mouly, Father to the Fatherless. What is Charles Mouly's vision? What is his mission? And here's a question for you. What would Mouly devote his life to? What would Mouly devote his life to? You're going to find the answer very soon. Friends, it is time right now to devote ourselves to the first reading of the day. Here we go. Mouly, Mouly. Mouly, Mouly.
Charles Mouly, Father to the Fatherless. Mouly was becoming painfully aware of the growing number of homeless children in Kenya. Their faces were a haunting reminder of his own childhood. One day, Mouly told his wife and children that God had convicted him to sell everything. He was to devote his life to taking care of street kids. Soon, the Mouly house was filled with 100 orphans, but that was just the beginning. In 1989, Mouly and his wife opened the Mouly Children's Family, MCF. They provided children with food, clothes, medical care, and an education.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 haunting 这个形容词，它原本是 haunt, 使苦恼或者是使困扰这个动词的现在分词。当形容词是指令人难忘的或者是让人挥之不去的。例如 ,many years have passed, but haunting memories of the tragic car accident still torture Diane. 多年之后这场悲惨车祸令人挥之不去的记忆还在折磨着 Diane。或者是 The haunting beauty of the Grand Canyon has been successfully captured by this photographer. 这位摄影师成功地捕捉了大峡谷令人难忘的美景。继续我们看的是 convict 这个动词。V-I-C-T 这个字根有征服的意思，所以 convict 在这里是指使幸福或者是使坚信。例如 God convicted Mother Teresa to serve the poor and the needy when she was young. 德蕾莎修女年轻的时候就被上帝感召去服侍穷苦以及有需要的人。Convict 也指宣判某人有罪或证明某人有罪。如果要说明是什么罪行的话，是用 of 这个介系词。例如 The guy has been convicted of theft twice.这个家伙已经两次被判窃盗罪了。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, friends, let's get right into our first section here. The very first sentence reads, Mouly was becoming painfully aware of the growing number of homeless children in Kenya. Now, before we go on, maybe you know what it means to be aware of something. That means you know what's going on around you.If you're painfully aware of something, that means you know what's going on, and it kind of hurts to think about it.
Mm-hmm, that's right. For example, you know, recently I had a friend pass away, right? And I'm actually becoming more painfully aware of how short life is and the importance of valuing every single moment.
You know, I think you're right about that, Rebecca, and if something tragicor terrible happens in your life, then it might make you become painfully aware of these kinds of things. And so Mouly, in his life, he was looking around him and seeing homeless people here and there and everywhere, and I think it reminded him of something. We read on here, their faces were a haunting reminder of his own childhood. Now, friends, you know what a reminder is. Maybe someone reminds you to do something. They say, hey, you need to remember to do this. If something is a haunting reminder, well, that means you don't like thinking about it, but something keeps making you remember something. It's maybe kind of like a nightmare.
Yes. And oftentimes, when I think of haunting reminders, it's usually something tangible, something like maybe a picture or someone's face or a house or an item of some sort. And those items might be a haunting reminder of something else from the past.
Interesting. Yeah, I like that. Sometimes it's something that you see or that you can touch. It reminds you of something you don't want to think about. Mm-hmm. So Muli was around homeless children all the time. Their faces were a haunting reminder of his own childhood. One day Muli told his wife and children, get this, that God had convicted him to sell everything. Wow, can you imagine God telling you to sell everything that you have? It sounds like Muli had a conviction. Now, if you have a conviction, you have a strong belief about something, especially a strong belief about an action that you are supposed to do.
For example, it is my own personal conviction that I should spend some time every day reading my Bible and journaling. And another conviction that I have is not to drink too much.
Ah, good. You're talking about
alcohol.
Right.
Yes, yes.
Because you do need to drink enough water.
Yes, water is fine. Juice is fine. Tea. I would drink tea all day if I could.
Yes.
But it's my own personal conviction not to drink too much alcohol.
Right. Well, friends, as a side note, when someone says I'm trying not to drink too much, what they usually mean is I'm trying not to drink too much alcohol. So Charles Muli had a conviction here to sell everything. And we see here he was to devote his life to taking care of street kids. Okay, so he was convicted to do this. And this brings us to the answer to the question that I asked earlier, and that is, what would Muli devote his life to?
He would devote his life to taking care of street kids. Yes, I got the answer correct.
I like that you said that, Rebecca. Taking care of street kids. Yes. It sounds kind of like a challenge, right?
Right. Well, what I meant was that I got the answer correct.
You did a good job.
Well, let's continue on with our lesson here.
Sure.
Soon, the Muli house was filled with 100 orphans. That seems like a lot of orphans, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Can you imagine? I counted the kids in this photo, and I think I counted 57 kids.
Oh.
So imagine about twice this amount of kids at the Muli Foundation, the Muli House, right? And there's, you see Charles Muli and his wife right there in the middle. This looks like a happy group of kids.
But that was just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We might think 100 kids is a lot, but I think that number is going to grow.
Yes, but before we talk about that, let's talk about that phrase, it's just the beginning. You use this phrase when you're in the middle of telling a story of some kind. Maybe you haven't gotten too far. Maybe you've shared an important fact, but there's more. You can say, that's just the beginning.
Exactly. So you could say, for example, Seth was asked to play the piano for one Sunday, but that was just the beginning because before he knew it, he was playing every single week.
Every single week at church, he was playing the piano. Mm-hmm. And in our lesson, of course, they started out and they had 100 kids after a while. But that's just the beginning. Let's continue here. In 1989, Muli and his wife opened the Muli Children's Family, or MCF. They provided children with food, clothes, medical care, and an education. Well, it seems like he has brought his dream to fruition. He's doing something about this dream of becoming an important man.
And it also sounds like the Muli family is bringing a lot of unconditional love.
I like that phrase a lot. Unconditional love. Let's learn more about this in
the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Have you ever loved someone or been loved by someone?
I know I have. I have a wonderful family and we love each other.
That's beautiful, Ken. I think being part of a loving family or having other people to love and be loved by is really important.
But even the love of family members sometimes isn't enough. People aren't perfect, and sometimes we choose not to love each other.
Unfortunately, this is true, and when we choose not to love each other, we fight and argue and people get hurt.
That's because people have conditional love. Certain conditions must be met for us to love someone else. For example, maybe you love someone who buys nice things for you, or maybe you love someone because they're nice to you.
But if that person stopped buying you things or stopped being nice, maybe the love you feel would stop too. So is there such a thing as unconditional love?
Well, parents may feel unconditional love for their children. Also, God's love for people is unconditional. No matter what bad things we do, He still loves us and will forgive us if we say that we're sorry and change our bad behavior.
So even if we feel like no one loves us, we know that God will always love us, no matter what.
Love 是爱，爱当然很美好，但有时候爱是有 conditions, 条件，这种爱就不完美了。如果一个人常常送你礼物，你就爱他，但哪一天他不再给你礼物，你就不爱他了，这就叫做 conditional love, 有条件的爱。 conditional 的相反就是 unconditional, 无条件的，因此 unconditional love 就是无条件的爱。父母亲对儿女的爱，还有基督教讲的上帝对世人的爱，是世间少有的 unconditional love。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次见，关键
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Today we're learning about how Charles Mouly was convicted to sell everything he had. He and his wife would devote their lives to help street kids. They started a place called the Mouly Children's Family. Of course, they provided these kids with food, clothes, medical care, and education. But what is the most important thing that someone could provide for somebody else at a place like this? That's what we're going to talk about next.
Charles Mouly, Father to the Fatherless. Most importantly, they offered something many of the kids had never experienced, parental love. In fact, the Moulys chose the name Mouly Children's Family because their emphasis was on providing a family. To date, MCF has rescued more than 12,000 children through its MCF homes and community-based centers. In evaluating his life, Mouly once said, "I believe you can transform the world, one child at a time. As a child, I wanted to be important, but where I am now is important for mankind."
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 emphasis 这个名词。emphasis 是指强调或强调的重点。如果要说明着重在哪个重点的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ,the emphasis of this research is on the side effects of chemotherapy. 这个研究强调的重点在于化疗的副作用。或者是 ,this school puts a lot of emphasis on students' academics. 这个学校非常看重学生的课业成绩。它的动词是 emphasize。E-M-P-H-A-S-I-Z-E. 例如 the boss emphasized the importance of teamwork during the meeting. 老板在会议中强调了团队合作的重要性。最后我们看的是 evaluate 这个动词， V-A-L-U 这个字根有价值的意思，所以 evaluate 是指评估或评价。例如 the employees of the company are evaluated quarterly by their superiors. 这家公司的职员每一季都要被上司评估，或者是 after evaluating the cost of the project, we decided not to bid for it. 评估了这个案子所需要的费用之后，我们决定不要去投标。它的名词是 evaluation。例如 ,the evaluation of a student's abilities involves many aspects. 一个学生的能力的评估牵涉到许多的层面。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle. Friends, let's start with the second section here. We read, most importantly, they offered something many of the kids had never experienced, and that is parental love. And that's kind of like unconditional love, which you heard about in the info cloud. Parental love, that is love that parents are supposed to their kids.
Exactly. And all kids need parental love. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, some kids who don't have parents don't actually get to receive that parental love. So thank goodness for people like Charles, Mully, and others mm-hmm. who can provide parental love to children who don't have parents.
And I think this is a good lesson for all of us. Maybe some people who are married don't have kids. Maybe you're not able to have kids, but you're actually still able to give parental love to the children that you meet, just like the Mullies here. Now, just as a side note, you see this word parental love. Well, if it's love that describes the father's love, you could say it's fatherly love. Or maybe that woman has motherly love.
Exactly. Well, we continue on. In fact, the Mullies chose the name Mully Children's Family because their emphasis was on providing a family. Now, you see the word emphasis here in our lesson. There's a related word that we would like to talk about. It is to emphasize.
That's right. So an emphasis is a focus of some kind. So when you're emphasizing something, that means you're focusing more on this one thing. Michelle talked about this word a little bit earlier. So the Mully Children's Family wants to focus on providing a family. They provide lots of other things like food and clothes and an education for the kids, but they want to emphasize a family.
And right now, I just want to take a moment and emphasize the importance of positive thinking. When you think positively, it actually makes you much happier and, I think, more successful.
Rebecca, thank you for taking the time to emphasize that important thing.
Absolutely. Anytime, anytime.
All right, well, let's continue here to the next paragraph. To date, that is to this day, today. To date, MCF has rescued more than 12,000 children through its MCF homes and community-based centers. Community-based centers. That makes me think of a shorter phrase, and that is a community center. A lot of neighborhoods might have a community center. That means maybe you can throw some events at this community center. You can invite the neighborhood to the community center.
And sometimes you might even be able to take a class at the community center. I think community centers often offer different classes. I know my brother, he used to swim on a swim team at a community center.
Oh, cool. Hey, you know, I think it's a good idea. Maybe I should actually go and check out what kind of events are happening at my community center.
My mom has been telling me probably for 2 years that I should go check out the community center.
Really?
And I have not yet gone.
Huh. Well, maybe, friends, you could also go check out what's going on at your community center as well. You don't need to leave your neighborhood to do something maybe that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's right, Gabe. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read, in evaluating his life, Mully once said, I believe you can transform the world one child at a time. And you saw that word evaluate or evaluating. The noun form of this word is evaluation.
That's right. So maybe you're thinking about something a lot. You're thinking back over your life. That's what Mully is doing. He's evaluating his life. Well, let's take a look at something he said here. One child at a time. Actually, his quote was one child a time, but you see in your magazine, one child at a time. That word at is in brackets. Friends, if you're writing something, someone has quoted something or said something, you should quote the person correctly. But if you notice maybe they're missing a word and they need to add a word to make it grammatically correct, you can add that word in brackets. So he's going to change lives one child at a time.
Well, right now it's time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Charlie, is that you?
Yes! Oh, long time no see, my friend.
You know, the last time I saw you, you were begging on the streets.
I remember. I was in the midst of poverty and despair. I begged in order to survive.
So you left town and walked to Nairobi in search of work.
And I found it. I labored at many difficult jobs. Finally, I saved enough money for a car.
For a taxi?
Yes. Eventually, I owned a fleet of vehicles and started a transportation business. Mullyways.
Must have been successful.
Yes. Later, I became the owner of a prosperous oil company.
Well, little Charlie, your dream came true. You're important now.
Huh. Yes. My hard work turned me into a millionaire.
And, well, rich.
But then my life took a dramatic turn.
A dramatic turn?
Yes. I became painfully aware of the homeless children in Kenya.
Oh, those poor homeless kids.
Their faces were a haunting reminder of my own childhood. When I woke up one morning...
And your family was missing.
Yes, I was abandoned by my parents and siblings and forced to beg.
But what about your dramatic turn?
I was convicted by God to sell everything.
Sell everything?
Yes, and devote my life to street kids.
And that's what you did?
Yes. Soon my house was filled with 100 orphans.
100 orphans?
And we opened the Muli Children's Family. We provide food, clothes, medical care, and education for orphans. And a family.
A family for 100 orphans.
Yes. Actually, we've rescued more than 12,000 children.
Charlie, you're making a big difference.
We're transforming the world one child at a time.
That's great. Well, will you adopt me?
No. Child.
So remember, Charles Muli made a difference one child at a time, and you too can make a difference.
And I would add, if God gives you a conviction to do something, do it. There is no mistake in following God. Your life, you will find many rewards in doing that. Friends, thank you so much for joining us here today, and we'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.